All right, we started mentioning when we were talking about sampling and design and other things like that, that it's all a game of representation and inference. On the statistical side, there's some language that goes with that game. And here's one set of words that you have to be familiar with and use properly. A parameter is a summary of a population characteristic. When you say the average GPA of UNL students is 2.6, I think, that's a population characteristic, that's a parameter. I'm using that number to represent everybody. Statistic is the summary of a sample characteristic. If I say this year's GPA is 2.71, I'm talking about a sample, not the entire population. Another pair of things that you have to be familiar with is the distinction between a descriptive statistic and an inferential statistic. A descriptive statistic, because it's a statistic, is calculated from sample data. The intent of a descriptive statistic is to describe the sample, to let you know who you have in your sample. An inferential statistic, because it's a statistic, is calculated from sample data, but its job is to infer about a specific population parameter. The reason we calculate descriptive statistics is to understand our sample. The reason we calculate inferential statistics is to use our sample to represent the population, because we can never get calculated parameters. We can never get all the data in the population, unless it's a really small population defined by a list. If you were my population, I could actually calculate a parameter. Okay? Unless, of course, the population was 941 students, and then you're a subsample. The major difference between descriptive and inferential statistics is intent. For example, the way that you calculate the mean, whether you're calculating a descriptive mean or an inferential mean, it's the same formula. If you're calculating an inferential versus a descriptive standard deviation, and the numerator of one is n and the numerator of the other is n minus 1, there's really not a lot of computational difference most of the time. The big difference between descriptive and inferential statistics is intent. What information do you intend to get from the statistic? Descriptive statistics are obtained from the sample, used to describe characteristics of the sample. Why? Used to determine if the sample represents the target population. I want to know what my sample is in terms of age when I'm trying to decide whether or not it represents 20-year-olds. That make sense? Descriptive statistics are literally for checking up on your sample. Did you get the sample that's likely to be part of the population that you care about? Inferential statistics are obtained from the sample. And if you wanted to be more precise, you could say inferential statistics are obtained from a sample that we've checked and believe in, and are used to describe, infer, estimate, approximate characteristics of the target population. So it's a two-part process. First, we want to make sure that our sample represents the target population. Then we want to learn more about that target population than we knew. The variables that we use for descriptive purposes are typically old standard stuff we know. A lot of demographics. Are they the right age? Are they the right gender mix? Are they the right ethnic mix? Do they have the right amount of prior experience? Boring stuff that we think we know enough about that population to use to describe the population. After we've calculated descriptive statistics on the old boring stuff to make sure our sample represents who we want, then we calculate inferential statistics on the cool new variables to learn something new about the population. Does that make sense? The intent is different and the variables are different. And then we get parameters, which are descriptions of population characteristics. Usually these are not obtained from the population because we can't measure everybody. Ideally, they are the result of convergent research. Every time we go grab a bunch of freshmen, we find out that their average psychopathy is right around 12. You do that several times, you begin to act as if the average for all college students is right around
12.
That inferential statistic got elevated to a population estimate. Make sense? And again, that's where replication and convergence are important. We kept running different versions of those college sophomores. We kept getting something like 12. Looks like 12 is our best guess of what we would get if we measured everybody. And literally what we do is we promote an inferential statistic to a parameter estimate. And if it keeps showing up, we then actually start referring to it as a parameter, as if we'd actually collected all those data. We haven't. But we have increasing confidence because of the replication and the convergence.